Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
PT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. Continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. PT and Sal back on the Fan on this Friday morning. Now, PT, when we last left the air, we thought that everything was resolved and it ended up a happy ending with Evan making his wrong right from his light, let's say, pizza order yesterday. Ray Martell took over, took Evan's credit card, ordered 10 pies, even though it was a bad order, 5 regular, 5 pepperoni. Who does that? We thought it was all good. And then I learned since that the pizza was not very good. I did not have a slice. It looked awful. Hoff, did you have a slice of that?
I did. I tried both, the pepperoni and the...
And how would you...
It was cardboard.
Dude. Okay. Not, and then we learned that Ray...
Poor guy.
Ray got it from the dollar pizza.
The dollar store he basically went to.
The hot dog vendor.
Which we should have known better because on tournament day, you can't just pick up and order 10 pies and have it there within a half hour. Like, you have to have these things pre-ordered and set to go. Any spot that's good, you have to do that. So we're going to try to right a wrong from yesterday, and maybe you and I could take the mantle here moving forward. And on tournament day, we could take care of things around here the right way.
I think we should do it. Let's do it today. Take care of everybody today. I got you. I'll go half with you 100%.
Sounds good to me. All right. Yeah. We will keep you updated on that. Some real pizza from BT and I. Now, it is easier on a Friday, I will admit, because there's not the sales staff is not here. So it's a little less of the load. These pies are $30 a pop.
Is that what they are?
Yeah. You got to get a good variety. All right, but good. I'm going to take you up on that. Send you my Venmo, and we could I'll get you the exact order and all that stuff. But we'll have some fun here with some real pizza for a change, Ronnie. The hearts were in the right place.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I know. I'm starting to feel bad for Evan now, though. Like, I mean.
This one's on Ray. The second one's on Ray.
Well. I mean, yeah. I mean, was it really that bad? I mean, how bad can Manhattan Pizza be?
Put it this way. I looked at it after the show and was contemplating a slice, and I was like, you know what? It's not worth it for me to have those bad calories with that type pizza. Hoff, you actually had it.
BT, let's explain it this way. It was so bad that this morning there was still a slice or two left over.
No, that says it all, man. There you go. That's the only scout report we need. Tells me everything I need to know, Hoff.
BT and Sal on the Fan. John is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, John?
How you doing today?
Good.
I'm a big Syracuse fan. Mm. I used to live 2 blocks from Manly Fieldhouse back in the day. I've been down to New York for 40 years now. I miss the rivalry between Syracuse and St. John's. I forgot why it's gone now, but I miss
football
that rivalry.
Money. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm also a Buffalo fan, too. So I used to live in Buffalo.
But who are you rooting for?
But I'm rooting for St. John's because I remember way back when St. John's and all of them were good. anyone from the Big East, Georgetown, Villanova, all of them. Yeah. I don't know if you remember 40 years ago when three of them were in the Final Four. Boston College could have been in the Final Four if they had to beat Memphis State, so it would have been all Big East Final Four.
Mm-hmm.
But I miss those days. Those days were something else. The rivalry, Chris Mullin coming up and just throwing the, you know, just beating us himself up in the dome. And I,
and thank you for the call, John. We appreciate you checking in. And good insight right there. I'm sorry, BT, but I had to take things into my own hands here because with the late game last night, and run the risk of people actually falling asleep while listening to John go on and on about the history of St. John's Syracuse rivalry. I will agree with him that I do miss it. I mean, think of how much better it would be if we were on a path potentially to be having St. John's and Syracuse meet up, or just the Big East. How much more gratifying the Big East tournament win would have been if Syracuse were still in the Big East. So I do miss those things.
I don't know a Syracuse fan who's happy that they made the move. Now, it's, you know, it's not our issue right now, but, you know, greed is good to an extent, but, you know, they sold their basketball soul for what? To make a few more bucks with football? And, you know, Syracuse, very curious where they go the next, you know, 10 years without Boeheim, obviously. It's just totally different. It's freezing cold up there. It's not like it's New York market. Not that I really particularly care what happens to Syracuse basketball, but man, they're in a rough spot right now. But he's right. It was different there, and I know we romanticized this stuff, but it was phenomenal.
You know what's weird too, BT? These programs, like Syracuse specifically, had one coach there for so long. You could throw in Duke as well. Now I know Duke's a blue blood and they're, you know, having success. It's like they don't miss a beat. But you could throw in UConn as well. But man, when you have one coach that's been there for so long, isn't it hard, if it goes sideways, to then get out of that? Where are you going? You're going to try to get the next good young head coach, maybe the way that they got Boeheim. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes it even more incredible what St. John's has done, because they were able to luck into a spot to where an all-time great head coach was available to them to fix things immediately. I guess my point is there's no easy way out. After you move on from that great head coach you trust and believe in, now everything's going to come into question when you talk about a program like Syracuse, because you just don't know.
Well, look at Jay Wright. I mean, they just fired Kyle Neptune. So Villanova's looking for head coach, and Jay's got a couple of national championships and 5-6 NBA players, many of whom are all-stars or borderline all-stars. Yeah, it's tough. Even with St. John's, you know, once Louis retired, you know, a couple of years after that, they had that little pop with Jarvis and Ron Artest when they went to the Elite Eight. But even St. John's was not really immune to that transition. It's really hard because there's a familiarity. Now, I do think it's different in this regard. Part of the reason why Boeheim was so good up there, number one, he plays a unique defense, 2-3 zone, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you're a coach and you're at one spot, the high school coaches trust you so much because they've sent so many kids your way. But the problem now is, and I say this with all due respect, in basketball, the high school coach has been completely minimized. It's the handlers and it's the AAU coach. This is not like the old days where, you know, you're sending letters now digitally to like the athletic department necessarily at a Christ the King or Zavarian or McClancy. It's the AAU route, man. That's where the connections are made. So it's just a totally different world.
Well, look at it this way too, spinning it forward. I know nobody wants to talk about that today, life without Rick Pitino, but things are great right now. Things project well in the near future. What happens the day Pitino says he's done? Like, is Masiello going to take over and all of a sudden be that guy? I don't know the answer, but you're going to be in a similar predicament. I know the foundation will be set, and you would think it should be easier for the next guy to have success as opposed to building it from nowhere like Pitino. But part of what is making, a big part of what is making St. John so special is Rick Pitino.
Yes.
There's no way to replace him.
No, that's why I told you. You coach till you're 90, you can't leave. Now you just can't. Honestly, we're going to lock you. You can't leave. We're not letting you leave. We waited forever for you to come. You ain't leaving. No, I think that you're right. I think the difference, though, is that St. John's was always a tough slash bad job. based on the money. Now that the infrastructure is different, now it could be perceived to be eventually a good job for the next person after Rick. But it's no, that is going to be a massive hire, because if you get the right guy, you very well could be looking at 15, 20 years. You know, so let's say Rick goes another couple, 15, 20 years kind of like what we have now. If you hire the wrong guy, you could be Villanova and go from championships to firing somebody after 2 years and going backwards.
Jonathan is calling from Brooklyn, New York. What's up, Jonathan?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, BT and Sal.
Hey.
How'd you think of last night's St. John's Red Storms game? I kind of thought it was going to be an upset in the first half, but I knew that St. John's was the second half team anyways.
Yeah, I think if you thanks for the call. I think, Sal, we've talked about this a lot. I think there's probably, you know, a good percentage of fans that tuned out. Let me see what all this buzz about St. John's is if they stayed up late to watch it. I don't mean the diehards. I mean people hopping in.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, God, they're down 7-0. Geez, St. John's, well, maybe they really can't shoot, because that's kind of the narrative. But I think if you're a St. John's fan who's been here all year, you know, they're comfortable when things get uncomfortable. But still, that is, as I've said, that's a dangerous recipe. The better quality opponent you play, they won't let you get off the mat like Omaha did.
You know, it's funny, BT, because I told you, even I'm getting texts from people. Oh, I'm in a St. John's. Tell BT I'm into the Johnnies. Then last night, my guy at Surfside, Russell, he's texting me, I'm rooting for the Johnnies. He said, quote, I'm rooting for your Johnnies tonight, which, I mean, I guess they are my Johnnies, too.
He said that?
Yeah.
Your Johnnies.
Come on, BT. Coach said I'm aboard. I'm on board. He was saying his grandfather went there and won the NIT in the 40s. So,
oh, wow.
It just shows you. Yeah, it just shows you how people get into it. A school that was dormant for so long as far as being relevant on the highest of levels has people having certain emotions and feelings and connections back to the 80s, potentially the 40s in this case, like I said, with Russell from Surfside. So you just don't know. But or even just people. Like I knew my buddy that I was mentioning. I mentioned to you he went to Manhattan, Mike Lorenzo. He played
Baseball player.
Okay, so I went to school with him. I was great friends with him growing up, childhood friends, neighbors, right? So
yeah.
Mentioned his name the other day on the air. And I haven't talked to him in a while. He texts me, oh, I heard I got a shout-out, whatever. Then out of nowhere, he gives me the St. John stuff. Like, hey, tell BT I'm all in on the Johnnies. I grew up my whole life with him. Never once, ever once, did I ever hear him talk about St. John's
or
St. John's stuff. So point is, like going back to my childhood where people that I was close with and we were sports fans, I didn't even know he was a St. John's fan. And here we are talking about St. John's years later.
I love it. Okay, so let me ask you this. It's an easy one. It's a layup for you. It's a little tap and putt. What movie do we reference the most on this show?
Rocky.
Okay. Why do we love Rocky? The essence of Rocky is...
Yeah, the underdog.
An underdog story. That's St. John's.
Yeah, right. Gives me goosebumps. That's exactly right. Now, maybe in 3 years they won't be, but right now they are. And just to finish before we get to break here, Brian Riscona, who, of course, works here on The Fan, does some shows, also behind the scenes.
Good dude, yeah.
He commented on the pizza yesterday. This is not the original Evan buy. This is the Ray Martell forcing Evan to do right. Roscona said, the worst pizza I've ever had in my life. Not even close.
Jeez,
that is a direct quote.
What a circus. We're out there. WFAN, we are an absolute circus. What a circus.
BT and Sal, the fan will come back, reset down with the king topic of the day. It is the Johnnies. 888-808-1019.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.